ziggity dong, ziggity boom, what you do to me? It's so new to me. What you do to me? Butch, hurry up, dear! Hot ziggity dong, ziggity. Hello? Oh, hi, Chuck. Oh, nothing. Just getting Butch's breakfast together. No, I didn't forget. What kind of meat did you want him to bring home? Ribs. How much? Okay, that's it. Well, I better let you go because I gotta get Butch going. Okay, Chuck. See you tonight for the barbecue. Butch, it's time for breakfast, dear. Come on, your breakfast is getting cold. Hurry up, dear. You'll be late for work.
Good morning, Mother.
What's wrong? Are you sick?
Oh, I'm all right. I just didn't sleep very well. Bad dreams.
Oh, my poor boy. Well, I fixed your favorite breakfast. Steak and eggs.
Ugh.
Well, don't be like that. Besides, I fixed them just the way you like them. Nice and rare.
I can't eat steak and eggs. How about some fruit or a glass of milk?
And what am I supposed to do with the steak? Throw it to the dogs? Butch, you're killing me. Please, why don't you just eat it?
I can't. The very sight of it turns my stomach.
Oh, do you want some Pepto-Bismol?
All I want is some milk.
Milk? When did you start liking milk?
Skip it. I'll pick up some donuts on the way to work.
Don't forget about the barbecue tonight, dear. Your Uncle Chuck just called and asked that you bring home some ribs.
Ribs.
That boy's going to be the death of me. Bum ba da da dum ba da dum. Well, I just can't throw it to the dogs, can I?
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we will fight our country battle on the land and on the sea. First we'll fight for right and freedom, and we'll keep our honor clean.
Are you Mr. Slaughter? I'm Porky Frankfurter, the new butcher, and I'm raring to go.
Oh, nice to meet you. Have you had any experience before in the meat industry?
Yeah, I used to drive a truck for American Packers. I'd drive them from the forced feed to the kill floor. I tried to get a job as a head killer, but I could only get on as an apprentice.
So you've never actually done any cutting or cleaning?
I killed them, but I never cut them.
Well, usually somebody else trains up the new men, but I guess I'll have to show you myself. We might as well get started. Why don't you go get a side of beef? It's on the first rack you see when you go into the freezer.
Yeah. Is this the one?
Yeah, put it here on the block.
Whew! Are they all as heavy as this, Mama?
Get those choppers over there.
Choppers, huh? Choppers. I was in a chopper in Vietnam. Were you over there?
Mm-mm.
Well, you're lucky. Anyway, we were in this chopper, me and a bunch of other guys.
Now make sure the blade is good and sharp.
Yeah, so our chopper gets hit by the Kong, and we have to jump out.
Now you see this chart over here? Mm-hmm. These are your basic mm-hmm. cuts. We start over here at the short loin. Yeah.
So as soon as we jump out, one of the guys gets hit. My best buddy. There he is, holding his guts in his hands, and he looks at me as though he wants me to do something. But what could I do? I never felt so helpless in my life.
Now be careful that you don't get too close to the ribs. You see this layer of fat here? Leave that on. It'll give you a little more weight with your ribs, and that'll push up the price per pound.
As soon as we hit the ground, I feel like I busted all of my ribs.
Well, right below the short loin is the flank. Cut upwards to the right at a 30-degree angle.
Flank. Before we knew what was happening, we were under fire from both flanks. I was angry. I wanted to get even.
After you cut the flank, you switch over to this area called the round.
Rounds. They must have fired hundreds and hundreds of rounds before I spots the sniper.
Now, up here at the top left is the rump roast. This goes for about 375 a pound, so don't throw any of it away.
Rump. And I'll never forget how I circled around behind that gook just as he was bending over loading his gun. So I let him have it right in the rump.
While you're circling around, why don't you circle around here to the neck? Now take your knife and come
on. I take out my knife and I runs up and grab him by the neck and I cut his neck wide open and the blood squirts out and I reach down his throat and all the nice warm blood running all over my
Stop
head.
Stop it! Stop! Stop it, aren't you? Give me that knife. You're getting a little too carried away, aren't you? Aren't you getting off on this violence a little bit too much? You know something? You'll get along fine here. You love to kill. You love the taste of blood. You love death. You and the other millions of people.
Hello? Large butcher shop.
Blood. Blood. So much spilt blood. So much suffering.
Oh, hello, Mr. Lart. I'm your new assistant butcher.
So many wars, so many people killed and mutilated. Hydrogen bombs, napalm bombs, guided missiles.
Yeah, he's here all right, but I'm not sure he can come to the phone right now.
Concentration camps, slaughterhouses. Can't they see the connection?
I think he's flipped his lid or something.
You think I'm crazy, do you? Here, let me have that phone. Mr. Lard, listen, you fat pig. You and this whole meat industry are nothing but a vehicle for mass murder, and I don't want any part of it anymore. I'm getting out right now. I quit!
Dear God, please help me understand. What's happening to me? I just walked out of my job. It just doesn't seem right. It seems I'm... Maybe I'm... I don't know. Maybe I am going crazy. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. I confess to Almighty God and to you, Father. It's been 3 weeks since my last confession. Father, I've been killing. I've been mutilating innocent, helpless beings. I'm part of a vast murder conspiracy.
Good God, man! Do the police know about this?
No, I just realized it myself today.
Well, how many people have you killed?
It's not people. It's animals. Thousands and thousands of innocent animals.
Animals, you say? Well, now, don't you be worrying about the animals. God gave man dominion over the animals, son.
But doesn't dominion mean love and responsibility, like an older brother has for his younger brothers? I mean, aren't we all creatures of God? And isn't it a sin to kill?
But in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. Well, it only means people. And if you have to kill animals to stay alive, well, it's no sin.
But doesn't the Bible say, as you sow, so shall ye reap? Doesn't that mean that violence breeds violence? I mean, don't you see a connection between the millions of animals we slaughter and the wars we're forced to fight?
But the animals have no soul.
No soul? But what makes them grow? What gives them consciousness? I've seen them kill the animals. They cry out and scream just like a human being, just like you would, Father. I've seen the calves as they were forcibly separated from the cows. They have big tears streaming down their cheeks. How can you tell me they don't have a soul?
Well, I don't know exactly what to say to you. It sounds to me like you spent a little too much time on the job. You're overwrought, man. Get yourself to a psychiatrist and get some counseling. A lot of people are doing it nowadays. Well, is that all your confession?
Yes, Father Angus.
Well, I don't need to give you an absolution for that. But you say an Our Father and a Hail Mary. Can't do any harm. Well, all right then. We'll see you in church, huh? Don't you be a stranger.
Doctor, your next patient is here.
Thank you. Send him in, please. You're Mr. Slaughter?
Yes, sir. I mean, doctor.
I understand you're very upset. What seems to be the trouble?
Either I'm crazy or the whole society is crazy.
Please, sit down, Mr. Slaughter. Now, what do you mean?
I'm a butcher. I've been slaughtering innocent animals for 15 years, and I just realized it today. I've been having bad dreams. I couldn't eat the steak my mother fixed for me. I had to train up a new butcher, and all of a sudden the meat wasn't just an object. It was dead flesh. I went to my priest, and he told me I'd committed no sin. But in my heart, I feel guilty of murder.
Now, how long ago did you have this dream?
I had it again last night.
Do you have any history of mental illness?
Sometimes I get headaches.
So can you tell me about the dream?
Here. Time to get to work, Butch. How now, brown cow?
For our pleasure, you must bow. We like to drink your milk so sweet, but our heart's desire is to eat your meat.
Tippity-i-o, get along, little doggie. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Tippity-i-o, get along, little doggie. Slaughterhouse will be your new home. Tippity-i-o, get along, little doggie. It's your misfortune and none of my own. Tie-I-O, get along, little doggie. It's your misfortune. fortune and none of my own. If it's I won't get along, little doggy, soon my stomach will be your new home.
Rolling, 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 keep them doggies rolling. Keep them doggies rolling. Right. No time to understand them. Rope and roll and brand them. Soon we'll be living high and wide.
All right, let's start up with this fine heavy beat here with $1,500. Just over $1,500. We've got over $1,500. We're going to start all the time. All right, that's $1,500. $60.
Hello, Butch. Mr. Lard here. Butch, you're late for work. You're just killing time, Butch. Killing time. 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 Killing time.
Kill you? At least I didn't mean to. I thought I was just killing a cow.
Don't you know that the cow is everyone's mother? I nourished you with my own milk ever since you were a tiny little boy. I am the mother of all the children of the world. Didn't you drink my milk? Didn't you? Yes. And this is how you repay me?
I was just doing my job.
Your job means my death. You're a murderer, Butch. A murderer.
You didn't know.
A murderer.
I didn't know. Oh, God, I've killed my mother. I see it all clearly now. The cow is like my mother. When my mother can't give me milk anymore, the cow takes over and gives me her milk. Why should I kill her? Why should anyone kill her?
No, I'm not sure it's quite that simple, Mr. Slaughter.
Yes, it is. It's very simple. I have to do something. This is very urgent. Everyone is blind to the fact that they're killing their mother when they eat meat. I have to tell everyone.
Please calm down, Mr. Slaughter. Here, take one of these now and then one every 3 hours. Now, they may cause some confusion and temporary memory loss, but
no,
I'm sure...
No, I've been confused for too long already. For the first time in my life, I'm not confused. I know exactly what I must do.
Don't do anything rash, Mr. Slaughter. Now, I want you to come see me tomorrow morning...
No, there's too much to do. Thank you very much.
Mr. Slaughter, wait! What about your bill?
And now, from fabulous Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world, it's the Meat Cleaver Show! And here's your host, Mike Cleaver.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. And have we got a great show lined up for you tonight. And so, without further ado, let's welcome our first guest. He is a former butcher. He's an author of the best-selling book, The Meat Conspiracy. And he is founder of the International Save the Cow Crusade. Let's welcome Butch Slaughter. Glad to have you with us tonight, Butch.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, now, Butch, I understand you have a bestseller on the market, and every night you're addressing large audiences all over the world. Tell me, did you expect your Save the Cow Crusade to be such a success?
I won't consider it a success until all the slaughterhouses are closed down and the animals are safe at last.
All right, now, along with your success, Butch, I understand you have made a few enemies as well. You've been attacked both in print and with physical violence, and even an attempt on your life. How do you account for this negative reaction?
Well, it's not so difficult to understand. We present a threat both to big business and to people's lust for blood.
All right, on that note, why don't we bring in our next guest? This lady has been one of the strongest opponents of the Save the Cow Crusade today. The New York Times has quoted her condemning the total vegetarian diet, stating that meat is a natural, healthy, essential ingredient for balanced nutrition. She's a former publicity director for the National Meatpackers Association and now a member of the U.S. Select Committee on Nutrition and Human Needs. So let's welcome to our show Dr. Eileen Bacon. Good evening, Dr. Bacon, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, Dr. Bacon, many Americans are now vegetarians, and the number seems to be increasing as the Save the Cow Crusade gains momentum. But you say that it is necessary to eat meat. Why is that?
First of all, let me tell you the basic dietary requirements for those viewers who may not be aware of them. Protein is the most essential part of the diet, and meat is the perfect, complete source of protein, whereas vegetables require special planning, purchasing, and cooking to obtain just barely enough protein to survive on. In fact, in our studies at the National Research Institute, we have noted that most vegetarians are protein deficient.
Butch, what do you say about that?
Meat is neither pure nor perfect protein, but only about 25%. And the amount of protein in meat absorbed by the body is only 60% compared to 80% for milk.
Now, Butch, in your book, you have also mentioned the economic considerations of a vegetarian diet.
Yes, besides just being cheaper for the ordinary family. If the land used to grow grain to feed cattle were used to produce crops for human consumption, it would be enough to feed the entire world.
May I remind you that we have survived over 2 centuries with the majority of Americans adhering to a basic meat diet.
But the animals who live here are Americans, too, and they also have rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Mr. Slaughter, you have to kill the plants to eat them, too.
Yeah, Butch, what about that? I was just talking to my pet petunias this morning. Don't they have feelings, too?
When you pick an orange or a tomato, you don't kill the plant.
What about grains?
What you have to understand is that there are different levels of consciousness. It's not that we can stop killing altogether, but we can prevent the senseless shedding of blood while still meeting the needs of our bodies. In this way, it will be possible for human race to finally be in harmony with the laws of nature, the laws of the supreme. Now, I have a poem
here. All right, thank you very much, Butch. I think that's about all the time we have. Thank you very much, Butch Slaughter, Dr. Bacon. We'll be right back after these messages with 2 gentlemen who claim that the universe is in the shape of a coconut, half filled with water, and that the moon is farther away from the earth than the sun. We'll be right back.
Hey, what it is. Here we are at the Cow Palace, and we proudly welcome our featured speaker. Butch Slaughter.
There are a lot of crusades going on today. Save the whale, save the seal, save all the endangered species. That's good. We can't keep killing animals and expect there to be peace in the world. We have to realize that wherever there is consciousness, there's a soul present there, whether in a tree or an insect or a human being or an animal. And we have no right to disturb any soul in any kind of body unnecessarily. We shouldn't even cut down the trees unnecessarily. We shouldn't even kill a fly unnecessarily. What to speak of the cow? Let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, of all the creatures that God has put under our dominion here on this earth, no creature is as generous as the cow. Practically speaking, all of us grew up and became strong by the mercy of the cow and her miraculous milk. And you know, I don't think I'm being just sentimental or crazy to say that at least one sense the cow is like our mother. Every one of us was nourished by the cow. Therefore, if we're going to be kind to every creature, let's start with the most generous. Let's end the nightmare of wholesale cow slaughter. Let's not be fooled by all the fast-talking politicians and Madison Avenue slick salesmen. They're just trying to exploit us. They don't care about us, about our karma, what's going to happen to us, or to the innocent animals, or to the world, as long as they can get the money out of our pocket. And the real leaders are those who are willing to stand up and speak the truth, no matter what the cost. So let's stick together. Let's give the cows and all the innocent animals and all people our protection. We must stand up for the rights of our neighbors who can't stand up for themselves. We can do it. Let's take this to Congress. Let's close the slaughterhouses and the meat markets and the hamburger joints. We'll speak out courageously. We'll distribute our literature. We'll change people's minds. We'll change people's hearts. Let's save the cow. Come on, everybody. Don't worry what your neighbor may think. I want every one of you to say it with me. Now's the time. Now, don't be bashful. Save the cow. Everybody, save the cow. 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 Save the cow.
To finish off tonight's show, I'd like to pay a special tribute to a man who appeared on our show last week. A few days ago, while he was addressing a large crowd at the San Francisco Cow Palace, Butch Slaughter was gunned down. The assassin has been apprehended, and it is believed that there are ties linking him to the meatpackers' industry. When Butch was here, he wanted to read a poem by George Bernard Shaw, included in his book, The Meat Conspiracy, but we ran out of time. I'd like to read it to you now as a tribute to Butch Slaughter. We are living graves of murdered beasts, slaughtered to satisfy our appetites. We never pause to wonder at our feasts if animals like men could possibly have rights. We pray on Sunday that we might have light to guide our footsteps on the paths we tread. We are sick of war, we do not want to fight, and we gorge ourselves upon the dead. Like carrion crows, we live and feed on meat, regardless of the suffering and pain we cause by doing so. In this we treat defenseless animals for sport or gain. How can we hope in this world to attain the peace we say we are so anxious for? We pray to it over feasts of slain, to God while outraging the moral law. Thus, cruelty begets its offspring, war. This is Mike Cleaver for Butch Slaughter. Good night.